Good morning. This is Valley Focus, and I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS News. Today, I'm joined by Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz. Now, Gordon, you just have recently started going out and talking with the community on the new 2026 budget for Winnebago County. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on with the budget?
You know, we wanted to get an earlier start, but, you know, a lot of what I thought the budget needed to improve upon was the process, getting it introduced earlier, getting it to the board earlier, getting it to the public for engagement, to get their feedback, you know, sharing some of the details to get a better understanding of what the county does, to make sure that the county government's priorities are in line with what the challenges in our communities are and what the priorities of the public are. So, you know, those were the things that I think we could make the biggest impact on. But, you know, there's a lot to be done between this budget and next year. There's some other things that we were able to accomplish from a transparency standpoint. You know, in the past, we have budgeted deficits, but then ended up with actual surpluses, and some of that, in a, you know, some of the problems with the budgets being off is, you know, there were resources you could have used to invest in programs that you didn't. We wanted to be more accurate with how we did things. You know, in the past, we would budget for every single position, even though we know that you're not going to have 100% of those positions filled. So we did kind of a five-year look back to right size what we're budgeting, as well as, you know, managing some of the, you know, how you budget for unexpected revenues and those sorts of things. So I think what we end up with at the end of 2026 will come closer than we've historically done for what we budget for 2026, which will be important because the real challenges, I think, for the county and for counties and cities across the country are going to be 2027 budgets because, you know, the bill that was passed by Congress and signed by the president includes considerable cuts to counties, to Medicaid, and those cuts don't start till 2027 after the 2026 election, go figure. So next year, when we're doing our 2027 budget, you know, the county will be faced with, do we backfill the funding for programs that the federal government no longer funds, or do we just cut those programs? Or, you know, do we cut other county programs to fund those programs that used to be funded by the federal government? So there'll be a lot of tough decision points on what our priorities should be, which I think is another reason why the engagement piece and really reaching out to the community about what we do is going to be really important over the next year.
So looking ahead at 2027, there probably will be some cuts. There will be some changes due to federal policy. But this year, the 2026 budget, I took a brief look at some of it, that which people can pick up on the reports page of the Winnebago County, Wisconsin website, right? Mm-hmm. I look, that's 180 something pages. So it's an in-depth.
We do have, and hopefully if you look, we have a budget in brief.
I saw that too.
It's only 12 pages. Right. And that is to try to make county government more digestible and understandable. That kind of, you know, shows the highlights, and also includes the, you know, strategic plan, to remind people kind of what the goals are that ties to our programs. Gives people an idea of, you know, where our dollars go, you know, what some of the biggest programs are, and then what some of the biggest changes in the budget are.
Right. And I noticed that in capital improvements, we're really looking at highway improvements take up a huge portion of that. But then for the rest of the budget, the biggest chunk of the budget seems to be in HR and personnel.
Yeah, I mean, you mean in terms of new spending or in terms of just overall spending? Yeah, I mean, we are a service-driven, you know, organization. We provide services to people with our people. And the most important asset, the most valued part of Winnebago County government are our people. You know, whether it is our facilities, custodial, nursing home staff, nurses, social workers, sheriff's deputies, highway workers. Everything we do is about serving the people and improving the lives of people in Winnebago County. We're in the same environment of competing for labor at a time when there's a decline in the working age population. A big priority for us is, well, how do we recruit and retain people? And retain is really something I think is undervalued, because if you get good people, it really is, a benefit to be able to retain them. So you don't have to hire somebody new and retrain them and get them up to speed. Years ago, the county recognized we were well below comparable counties and the private sector in compensation. There was a compensation study done in 2023, that kind of built out a plan. My predecessor in the board really worked on a generous paid time off plan as another way to try to provide a benefit. We wanted to continue that. We budgeted for a 3% pay increase and a 2% merit pay that increase on top of that. That's achievable, even at a time when we're trying to, with inflation, it doesn't get us as close to the midpoint as we would like to, but we have to balance that with the need to live within our means. We think we're able to do that and still reduce our deficit. The budgeted deficit for the county in the last budget was $8.5 million. It's $7.2 million in this budget, which means we are budgeting the use of reserve funds that the county has in this budget to get us through. And I think we will try to continue to reduce that in the next budget as we reevaluate, reimagine, get ourselves ready, probably start the budget process even earlier for 2027.
We'll be back later this hour with more of the discussion with Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz and WISS on Valley Focus. Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS News, continuing my conversation with Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz. So if people want to learn more about the budget, go to the Winnebago County website, go to reports. You can download that entire budget report or the budget in brief, which I do recommend because it is a long report. But when is the final vote going to be taken on the budget, and do people need to make sure that they have maybe attended one of the budget sessions to find out what's going on?
So there are numerous opportunities, and I think one of the things that government in general at all levels needs to do a better job of is making it as easy as possible for people to weigh in, to ask questions, to be able to make it accessible. I learned in the campaign that a lot of people don't follow county government. I think they are more familiar with, local government. They call the police, their garbage gets picked up, their streets get plowed. School district educates the kids, they have sports. County government, if you don't have direct interaction with some of the human services, or you're not in a more rural community that relies on the sheriff, or don't have somebody at Parkview Nursing Home, you may not think more about county government. But we need to make the access points for engagement easier at a time when there's really declining local media. That's why we certainly appreciate WISS's support of getting us opportunities to discuss these things. But we are doing on October 7th a public listening session from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Omro Community Center. On October 8th, a public listening session at the Winneconne Municipal Center. And on Thursday, October 9th, we will be doing a listening session at the Nina Police Department room. And you don't have to know anything about the county. You don't need to know anything about the county budget. There are no bad questions. You may have something that has to do with city government or federal government or state government. And quite frankly, you know, the county gets a lot of its funding from the federal and state government. We're really an arm of state government. And, you know, people need to know that there's no bad questions. You know, one of the things we do at these town halls is review. Here's what county government does. Here's how we are designed to operate. Here are the services that exist in the community. Here's why they're important. Here's what we spend on it. Here's how much we spend. And here's what's changing in this budget. And, you know, then we try to get to some questions. But the county does a lot of amazing things. We have a lot of dedicated professional staff. We have a lot of services that impact people directly and indirectly. Even if you're not impacted by some of these services, your community is impacted. And we as a county need to do a better job of promoting the work that we do. But we also need to make sure that that the public is following things. I mean, we are, you know, the $75 million of our budget comes from county property taxes. And how are we making decisions if the public isn't weighing in and sharing what their priorities are? Because we need to make sure that what we're doing is responsive to the challenges and responsive to the priorities of the people that we represent. And I'm very much committed to that. But we need to continue to find new ways. We've got a new website that is launching today in Winnebago County, or relaunching, that I think is going to be better, more accessible, better search function. And I think that, you know, that's something I encourage everybody to come check out. All of our meetings are streamable, so you can watch them live. You can watch them after they happen. There's all the information that is available to the supervisors is available to the public in terms of agendas, background information, presentation information. So, I mean, it is all set up for people to be able to follow. But I also understand that people have lives. they have kids. I have kids. They have work. It's a wild time. And, you know, that's why we need to try to make it as easy as possible. But, you know, my message is that, you know, county government matters. We want to hear from people. And I don't want anybody to feel discouraged if they're, you know, don't feel like they, you know enough to weigh in.
Right.
There are no bad questions.
Never any bad questions, because if you have a question, you need an answer, regardless of what.
That's right. I always say to people when I was in the assembly, you know, sometimes they would ask a question that had nothing to do with my job. And it was not my responsibility to say, that's not my job. I always felt it was my responsibility to tell them where they could get their answer. Sometimes it was, well, that is a federal issue. Here's who you should go to. That is a local issue. Here's who you should go to. Here's a, you know, you need a lawyer, or here's the 411, or the United Way, or somebody that might be able to try and assist you. And maybe I would make that contact or introduction for them. And we're trying to incorporate that service model into the county. You know, it's hard because it takes more work. We don't have unlimited staff. But I've got people that email us, and I want to be able to say that, you know, that while it's not a county responsibility, you're a resident within the county, and we want you to be able to, you know, get an answer and get the assistance that you need, you know, to address your problem. I know you asked the question, October 27th. The date that the board will be taking up the full budget introduction. By introducing it earlier, we hope that amendments to the budget are drafted and even taken up by committees earlier, so that it is not, you know, things being written on napkins in the hallway, that the process might go smoother and even quicker, and you know, have it be more, you know, deliberative, even if it's a lot different than, you know, what I proposed. So October 27th, which is a Monday. And then if it goes into the 28th and the 29th, if needed.
Okay. That's Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz on Valley Focus. I'm Lisa Hale for WISS News.